Hey there, podcast fam. Welcome to the iTexas podcast, where we dive into the cutting-edge world of financial software development. I'm Ulad Abramo, marketing specialist, and I'll be your guide as we explore the latest trends, insights, and innovations that are transforming the financial industry. Today, we're tackling a hot topic: finding the top fintech software development companies. With over 4,000 of them worldwide, how do you spot the 1% that consistently deliver market-ready solutions? Marc Andreessen once said, "In financial technology, the difference between good and great isn't in the code. It's in the understanding of what that code means for business, compliance, and scalability." This understanding is crucial, and it's what sets elite developers apart. So, what exactly is fintech software? Imagine the digital wizardry that powers cross-border payments, mobile stock trading, and real-time market analysis. Fintech software simplifies complex financial operations into user-friendly experiences for everyone. Now let's break down some key features that top fintech software should possess. First and foremost, security is paramount. We're talking about advanced encryption, multi-factor authentication, and real-time fraud detection systems. Compliance is vital too, with automated KYC, that means know your client, and anti-money laundering processes, along with built-in regulatory reporting capabilities. Integration matters significantly as well. An API-first architecture allows seamless connections with banking and payment systems. Scalability ensures the software can handle growing transaction volumes across multiple markets. Finally, a strong user experience is essential, featuring intuitive interfaces and real-time updates. At iTexas, we've learned that success is about the right combination of these features. For instance, during a project for a Silicon Valley payment platform, seamless integration was key. Poor integration accounted for 60% of the fintech projects we've seen fail. Why does choosing the right fintech development partner matter? The stakes are high. In 2023, 52% of financial institutions lost market share due to delayed digital transformation. The average failed fintech project led to direct losses of around $2.3 million. This doesn't just impact finances, it damages reputations and invites regulatory penalties. Interestingly, financial institutions that collaborate with specialized fintech developers see success rates 3.5 times higher. A European payment provider, after 2 failed attempts, switched to a specialized partner and launched a compliant solution processing $50 million monthly within just 6 months. So, what distinguishes elite fintech development companies? They think differently. They don't just build apps. They create business value. Let's take a look at some of the top companies. For example, iTexas stands out with expertise in digital banking and payment systems, boasting over 160 engineers, with 70% being senior-level developers. They leverage technologies like Node.js, Python, and AWS, catering to projects with costs ranging from $50,000 to over $1 million. Then there's Relevant Software, a firm with a solid reputation in fintech and banking solutions. They have about 150 engineers and focus on modern tech stacks like Node.js and React. Their project costs range from $50,000 to $250,000. Another notable player is AppInventive. With a massive team of over 1,000 engineers based in India, they specialize in digital banking and blockchain solutions. Their projects typically range from $75,000 to $400,000. Each of these companies brings unique strengths to the table, and they are all highly professional and experienced. However, it's important to approach your selection process thoughtfully. Not every company will be the perfect fit for your project. Some may lack the specific expertise needed to meet your requirements, while others might be too busy with current commitments, resulting in a shortage of available specialists. Additionally, various other factors could prevent them from fully addressing your needs. That's why it's essential to conduct a thorough search and investigation, which I'm here to help you navigate. As you consider potential partners, keep in mind some essential evaluation criteria. You'll want to look for proven fintech experience with similar products and verifiable compliance success. Mastery of modern tech stacks is crucial, as is having a senior-heavy team structure. Clear communication protocols with round-the-clock access are also vital, along with bank-grade security practices. Clients who thoroughly evaluate these metrics typically finish projects 40% faster. Now let's discuss market trends. Companies are increasingly specializing in niches, with Eastern European providers offering attractive price-to-quality ratios. Larger providers are moving to enterprise clients, while boutique firms focus on personalized service. Cultural fit is another crucial factor. Misunderstandings can derail million-dollar projects. You need a partner who understands these nuances and can adapt. Finally, as you make your choice, remember this. Selecting a fintech development partner isn't just about immediate needs. It's about future-proofing your success. Your partner should be your ally, someone who grows with you and adapts to changing market demands. As we wrap up, I invite you to delve into the full article for deeper insights and practical tips. It's packed with valuable information that can guide your fintech journey. Your future in fintech starts with the right choice. Make it count. Thank you for joining me on the iTexas podcast. Until next time, keep innovating and let's build something great together.